2 years ago, a scandal erupted at VA medical centers across the country. The hospitals had shifted record-keeping regarding wait times to indicate short or none when veterans actually waited months or years for their appointments. While it appeared at the time that the White River Junction VA Medical Center in Vermont was not a part of the controversy, it now appears that schedulers there also were adjusting wait times. The Valley News is reporting that an investigation by the VA Office of Inspector General shows that schedulers at the White River Junction facility had been adjusting schedules to create zero-day wait times. Reporter Rick Juergens has been covering the medical center since the controversy first erupted in 2014. He says it appears that as the scandal unfolded at a Phoenix facility, it prompted employees at White River to approach their director to report concerns about how they were recording appointments.
The director referred it to the Inspector General. So this was back in middle of 2014. When we reported that investigators had come to the VA during the middle of 2014, the report was submitted to the VA in the end of 2014, and it was just released to the public at the beginning of this month, April 4th. And the timing was explained by the VA. The Inspector General's reports were made public at a time where, quote, it would not impede any planned prosecutive or administrative action.
Juergens calls the report the most detailed disclosure and analysis of what has happened at White River Junction's VA hospital.
It looks like there were some issues in terms of veterans waiting for care. In some ways, it's a very narrow report. It says, were the data on delays being manipulated? Yes, it presents a fair amount of evidence that it was happening at White River Junction. Was that directly harming veterans? They say, no. You have to pay attention. It says, was there direct harm? Cancers were missed, one doctor alleged. And so how often did that happen? Why did that happen? All of those things remain, as I read the Inspector General's report, questions that have not yet been answered or documented.
White River Junction Veterans Affairs Medical Center Public Affairs Officer Joe Anglin says they have strong confidence that current scheduling reflects accurate wait times.
This goes back more than 2 years ago now. Basically what happened is employees felt comfortable, which, you know, to give the director credit at the time, created an atmosphere that'll welcomed employees to come forward. And what they reported to the director immediately then called for an internal investigation. She called for the investigation because she needed to know exactly what was going on, because this is important to us. So she self-reported, basically.
Anglin notes that the Inspector General's findings were known by officials at the medical center 2 years ago, and changes have already been made.
What we ended up doing as a result of the findings is we streamlined the supervisory process and brought all the schedulers under one roof. So we could then monitor and manage the consistency of training, because that's one of the key factors we found, is some schedulers actually thought they were doing things correctly when they were doing things incorrectly. And we did change our training modules. We then increased our supervision. So we have a number of protocols in place to constantly check on this training and on the actual practices, so we know that we're getting good data.
A link to the VA Office of Inspector General's report is available at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.